fathers, listen to me. Your words are powerful. It's amazing how powerful a father's words are to their child. You know, the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the what? Of the tongue. Man, speak life over your kids.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for Pastor Bill's study in the Epistle of Ephesians. The message today is titled, The Christian Home. Now, Pastor Bill.
Turn in our Bibles to a new chapter in the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 6. Chapter 6, we're going to cover four verses this morning. Let me read them to you while you're turning to Ephesians chapter 6. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." And the church says, amen. We're continuing to learn how to walk worthy of the great, incredible calling that we have in Christ Jesus. Remember, the word worthy is a picture of a set of scales, okay? 5 pounds and 5 pounds, equal. In other words, equal in doctrine, equal in practice. You're a hearer of God's word, you're a doer of God's word. So we move now from marriages to children. Now, usually marriages produce children, amen? Okay, not always, but that's the case here this morning. And so we move from the marriages that honor God to the parents' role in raising their children, and it's in the Christian home. Now, it's very important, mom, dad, if you have little ones or older ones, if your kids have already gone, then maybe you can help the grandkids or whatever. But this is a word for all of us this morning. And before I begin, I want to say something to every young father or a father that their children have already grown up and now they're gone. My purpose this morning, as it always is only to teach the truth of God's word. Amen? So, dads, listen to me. If you get offended this morning, I say this, I love you, man. But if you get offended this morning because of God's word, don't blame Bill. Amen? Amen. Because we teach the Bible here, and we're proud of that. We love the word of God. So with all that being said, if both parents, mom and dad, if you do not obey, like we have been learning, Ephesians chapter 5, 18, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord, where it's not your will, it's God's will, and you're in agreement with that. And if you're not fulfilling and obeying the command, Ephesians 5, 21, where it says, "Be not drunk with wine," which is dissipation, "but be ye being filled," over and over again, "with the Holy Spirit of God." These four verses, mom and dad, or maybe you're a single mother raising your children alone, or a single father raising your children alone. If you do not obey 5:18 and 5:21, you're not going to accomplish verses 1 through 4 in chapter 6. It's just not going to happen. That's why it's so important to be obedient to the commands of God. One more thing as we begin, just these simple four verses. This has absolutely nothing to do outside of the home. Everything that takes place in verses 1 through 4 is inside the home of the believer. And so you know it as well as I do that, you know, every day there seems to be like a new book that comes out and teaching a mom and a dad how to raise their children. And I'm sure that many parents, whether they're believers or non-believers, have searched the internet when they have maybe a question about kids or behavior and so forth. So, you know, those books, I'm sure they're wonderful, but there's no book like the Word of God. Amen? And so, you know, the books that come out, like I just looked at a couple of them this week, A Guide to Modern Parenting. Modern Parenting, okay? How to Raise Successful Kids Without Over-Parenting. And here's a good one. You Want to Raise Successful Kids? Question mark. Science says to do these five things. I will not tell you those five things, all right? Now, but God does something else. You don't have to read 500 pages, you only have to read 4 verses. It is amazing that that's all that the Lord gives us, even though throughout the Word of God there's other scriptures. But right here, this is it, guys, mom, dad, right here, 4 verses for the parent-child relationship. And again, verses 1-4, they take place only in the home. So these 4 verses, I believe, are probably the most challenging and difficult things to accomplish in the role of the mom and the role of the dad. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Now, God's Word says there's only one way to raise your children, and that's His way. The Bible says in Psalm 127:3, the whole children are the heritage from the Lord. In other words, children are a gift to you from God Almighty. They're your stewards over these children. He says the fruit of the womb is the reward, meaning the reward from God. So let's look at the Christian home this morning in these 4 verses. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, listen carefully. Anytime you study the Bible, first, before you interpret it in today or make application for the 21st century, what you have to do is go back and find out what was happening in marriage with children historically in the days of Paul. So when it says children, I can assure you that children then are not like children today. Amen? I mean, it's totally different. Yes. Matter of fact, when Paul penned this verse, a Jewish boy became a man according to the law and according to his family at the age of 13. And a Jewish girl became a woman at the age of 12. Think about that. Now, in the Roman culture, a boy became a man at 14. And then in a Greek culture, he became at 18. In our culture today, just think about it. There is no way that you would let your 13-year-old boy or girl get married, would you? They don't even know how to make their bed. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't mean that critically. Now, with all that being said, the command for children. So if there's children here or listening live at home, you're around your parents right now, you know, then this is something they would want you to do. It says, children, obey your mom and dad. What does that mean? The word obey just means listen to what they say and submit to it. That's all that means. So when you hear mom and dad tell you to do something, you do that. And there's only one way, children, teens, everybody that's listening, if there are any kiddos listening, there's only one way to do it. You do so in the Lord. Why? You know, why must you obey your parents? It's because the Lord tells you to do so. And you know what? If you love the Lord, then you will obey the Lord. What did Jesus tell us in John 14:15? If you love me, keep my commandments. So you obey your parents because it is right. Look at it. For this is right. Did you know that whatever Jesus says is never wrong? Jesus is always right. Do you know that Jesus has never been wrong? And Jesus determines, our Lord determines what is right and what is wrong in the Word of God. So if you disobey your parents, you know, here's the deal. You're really disobeying the Lord. Do you ever think about that? I mean, if you disobey and you go, don't do what your mom and dad ask you to do, then you're really disobeying the Lord, not your parents. But here's what you want to see, that the ultimate authority, little ones and teenagers, when you're 19, when you're 18, 15, or right on down the line, your ultimate authority is really not the mom and dad. Yes, it is, but it's not. The ultimate authority in your obedience is because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It's God's authority. So, and plus children, mom and dad, you can show your kiddos that Jesus was the perfect example. Remember when he was 12 years old and they went into Jerusalem at the feast day and what was it? Luke chapter 2 verses 51 through 52 right there. And they couldn't find Jesus and they spent all this time and they finally found him. And Jesus looked at his mom and dad. He was only 12 years old. Of course, Joseph wasn't his dad. But, you know, said, did you not know that I would be about my father's business? And it says that Jesus then did something at 12 years old. He submitted himself unto them. Now, the one who created the world submitted himself. Now, that's a perfect example for children. It says also about kiddos, look at this. It says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. So Paul, he quotes the fifth commandment from the Ten Commandments there in Exodus 20, verse 12. So this is a divine command. Children are to honor your dad, honor your mom, love them, respect them. Remember, the word honor is a special word. It means to treat them like treasure. Isn't that a great word? Isn't it a wonderful feeling when the kids treat you like treasure, a precious treasure? Matter of fact, we get our English word ornament, like a beautiful ornament that hangs upon a tree. So it says, children, honor your mom, honor your dad. They love you. They protect you. They've sacrificed their life for you, believe me. And I can assure you that nothing, absolutely nothing, breaks the heart of a mom or a dad is when their children willfully and spitefully disrespect them. And really, whenever a kid does this, loved one, you know, really, that right there is an insult unto the Lord. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:1, it says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Proverbs 19:26, he who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Proverbs 28:14, whoever robs his father and his mother and says it's no transgression, listen to this, the same is the companion to a destroyer. And who is the destroyer? The devil. So parents, listen, I say something to you, and I say it to you as a parent. And I say it very tenderly to you. You know, listen, you know, how in the world do we truly gain our child's honor? I mean, if they're to honor you, you have to give them at least something to honor. Is that right? You have to give them something to respect and so forth. You know, and if you want to be treated like treasure, you know, you can't command your child to do that. You know why? Because you cannot teach your children to honor you. You can tell them that they should, but you cannot teach that to them at all. And you can't force it. And if you do force it, then it's not true love. It's not true respect. And if you demand it from your children, you know, look what God's word says, using the word of God as a weapon instead of walking in love toward your kiddos who are growing up, amen, and you're helping them to grow up. Well, I demand it, that external submission. If you do that, loved one, now listen to me. If you do that, I'm not saying anyone here does, but if you do, that's not Christianity. Do you understand? That's not Christianity. And parents, it doesn't say for children to love their parents. Isn't that amazing in these four verses? It doesn't say that at all. It says for children to honor their mother and father, to obey their mother and father. Why? Because children love you whether you're a good mom and dad or a bad mom and dad. Amen? Isn't that the truth? Listen, I loved my parents. I didn't even know them that well. But I loved them. They were my mommy. They were my daddy. Does that make sense? Yeah. And they were not good parents, and I don't know why they weren't, but I wasn't a good boy, and I can promise you I did not obey them, and I did not honor them. And I promise you that I never treated them like treasure, but nobody told me I was supposed to do that. Does that make sense? It's kind of hard to tell your dad that you love him and respect him if he's never there, okay? So you look at all these things. So, you know, the Christian home, there's only one place and only one way to gain your child's honor. It all happens in the home. Why? Because they see you. You know what kids want? They want a real mother and father. They don't want a perfect mother and father because there's no such thing as that. Amen? And parents, listen, Jesus has already given us the perfect example, the Word of God. In Ephesians 5:1, it says, imitate God as dear children and walk in love. You're to imitate God in front of your children. You're the perfect example of one. So it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. So that goes all the way back to the children of Israel. And a companion verse to that would be Deuteronomy 5:16, which says, honor your father, honor your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, for your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land, meaning the promised land for the Jews, which the Lord God is giving you. So what does that mean to us? Well, it's telling us this. It's not necessarily saying that you're going to live to be 100 years old if you do this. What it is saying is that God's favor will rest upon you because you were being obedient to his commandments. Amen? Now, there are many, many, and I know from counseling, many adult women, men, they grow up, they were kids like all of us, and they grow up, and they would have given anything to obey their mom and dad. Because they didn't, and then the consequences of their disobedience cost them greatly. You know, listen, I've heard that over and over and over. I should have listened to my mother. I should have listened to my dad. They warned me. They told me. I heard them. Remember, the word obey means to hear and obey, hear and submit. I heard them, but I did not obey them, and it cost me greatly. You know, I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to unwed mothers, teenage unwed mothers, and they say, my daddy and my mom, they warned me, they warned me. And you know, here I am, I'm with child, and he doesn't love me. Oh, listen, the consequences of all of that. And now we get into our true text this morning. We all know that kids should honor us and love us and all those things and obey. But now, verse 4, and you fathers, and we can also say moms as well, but primarily I'm talking to dads. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to what? Wrath. Don't make them angry. Don't do those things. But you're to do something. You are to bring them up. That's a beautiful word. Bring them up tenderly. You're to nurture them. Bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Man, listen, where is this done again? It's done in your home, in the Christian home. And fathers, listen to me now. It all begins with you. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. That is your God-given divine role. Amen? Fathers are so important, loved one. Listen, the command, the first words, isn't it interesting? The first words to parents is not how to train your children. The first words to parents is do not provoke. Don't provoke them in their life. Don't make them angry. Don't say things that's going to hurt them and so forth. You know, don't constantly discourage your children. You know, the first part of verse 4, loved one, listen to me, fathers. It's all about words. It's all about the things that you speak and how you speak them. Proverbs 12:18 says this, there is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword. In other words, like you speak and the words stab the person to death. It says, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Every person in this room, we've all been children. Can words scar the heart of a little boy, little girl? Ooh, they can tear them apart. You know, what people say about them. But man, listen, to a child, it's one thing for a teacher to say something negative or bad. But when it's their mother, when it's their father, moms and dads, you are the most important person in the life of your child, and whatever you say to them when they're little, they believe you. They believe you. And maybe sometimes we don't say the things that we should say, and God help us. Boy, that is so important that we do. See, this command, parents, this command is from God. Do not provoke your children to anger. Colossians 3:21, a companion verse says this, do not provoke your children or stop nagging them lest they become discouraged. I know that words either lift people up or put people down. Amen? They're either going to encourage your child or they're going to discourage your child. To demean a little one, to demean a child is sin. It should never, never happen. Every mom, every dad, we all want to build our children up. We never want to tear them down. And fathers, listen to me. Your words are powerful. It's amazing how powerful a father's words are to their child. You know, the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the what? Of the tongue. Man, speak life over your kids. Look at it again, verse 4. And fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but here's what we're to do. Number one, we're to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. The word bring them up simply means to nourish your little one all the way to maturity. Take them to the very end. And it says that, and how do you do that? It says, first of all, in training. Now, we know, every parent knows what that word, I'm sure, means. Training means discipline. We all know, every parent knows about discipline. And I think discipline, this kind of discipline, you know, the spanking, is done too much. Now, you say, Bill, we shouldn't discipline our kids. No, I'm not saying that. But I'll show you that in just a moment. It says, bring them up how? Training. That's discipline. Proverbs 13:24, he who spares the rod. In other words, if you hate your son, but he who loves him, disciplines him, there's the same word, disciplines him promptly, or literally you start that discipline, the word promptly means early in their life. Don't wait until they're 17 years old, amen? That doesn't work, does it? Don't wait till they're 15 years old because that no longer works. Proverbs 30:17, one of my favorite scriptures about discipline, listen to this. The eye that mocks his father and scorns disobedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. I like that. Becky and I had that scripture on Thomas's wall when he was a little boy, and at night it glowed in the dark. You know what I mean? No. So the main thing here, listen, the main thing is not spanking. The main thing is speaking. You know, I have seen fathers, mothers, look at a child in that look, and their voice is just a little bit stern, and that baby will break down weeping. Amen? That just breaks your heart, doesn't it? It's just the look. It's just the words. Words are so powerful. That's why this word admonition is more important than the discipline or the training. Now, the word admonition means to instruct, are literally to instruct by putting something in their mouth and so forth. In other words, it means literally the speaking of the word, or it is the training by the word, which is the word of God. And it all centers around what? It says, in the Lord. That's the key to it all. Right now, there's so many parents that are worried their kids about school. And my kid has to be in school. Of course, we need it. All kids need an education. And the thing is, though, loved one, you know, you hear the doctors or the psychologists, they say, if they don't get to interact, there's going to be a psychological issue in their lives. And I don't know if that's true or not. But you know what? If I was a parent, and I am, but if with little ones today, I'd be more worried about educating my children in God's word. Do you understand? Instead of how, if 1 6-month period or 1 year is going to make a difference. Because I promise you, if you don't give them God's word, it will make a difference the rest of their life. Yeah, it's so, so important. So fathers, listen to me. Moms, your child, you know it, I know it. They come into this world. They do not know right or wrong. They know nothing about Jesus. They know nothing about the Holy Spirit. They know nothing about the Bible. They can't talk. You have to nourish them. You have to take care of them. And their mind is totally empty. Now, they learn through as they go along, of course, but you have an empty mind and an empty heart that you can start molding. See, when a child comes into this life, loved one, listen, they don't have a clue that there's an enemy. They don't know that there's a devil, but you do. They don't know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that he wants every child, every little boy, every little girl to disobey their mom, their dad, to go out into the world and live for the world and die and go to hell. That's what the devil wants. But your little one, when they come into the world, when they don't have a clue about that, and they are not prepared to face real life. They start growing up. You have to prepare them to face real life. Amen? They don't know. Here they are. You hold a little baby in their arms and think of all the things they're going to face that little girls and boys are facing right now. Sexting and porn and peer pressure in schools and all kinds of trash, man. Did you know that by the age of 8, nearly every child now today will be exposed to pornography? Think about that. But you have to prepare them because they don't know how to prepare themselves for that. Are y'all with me? Okay, yeah, they don't know. See, they do not realize, the little children, and thank God they don't, but they need parents that know. They're innocent.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but there's much more to this message. We encourage you to join us tomorrow to hear the remainder of The Christian Home. And we want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.